And on the line with us right now is the gentleman who is offering that, the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, Howie Roseman. How you doing, Howie?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Hey, Howard. Well, we're trying to raise some money for the Eagles Charitable Foundation, and you're generously offering an opportunity to break down some film and have lunch. Tell us what this experience is like, Howie. What are people going to get for their money?
Well, they get an opportunity to come into the Novacare facility. We'll give them a tour. We'll show them our locker room, our weight room. We'll show them our draft room. We'll give them a chance to meet a bunch of people who work in the front office. We'll watch some tape of anyone they want, certainly starting with Carson Wentz, show them why we're so excited about picking him. We'll go down and have lunch in our cafeteria and get to answer any questions. I'll tell you, I did this a few months ago for the Eagles Charitable Foundation, and I got some hard-hitting questions. I'm not so sure that you didn't set this guy up.
No. Howie, the thing about it is, like, you could actually show them on tape what exactly you saw in Wentz that made you want to move up to get him, right? The specific plays that really stood out for you.
No question. And not only that, but just going through the offseason and showing them what he looked like from rookie minicamp to training camp and how his progression has come and all the things that, you know, Doug and his coaching staff are showing us and talking to us about are things that we'll show the person who bids on this.
All right, and just understand that this is an opportunity you would not otherwise have, so call in the opening bid of $500 on that. Howie, let's start with that. Since you did look at the tape and you saw Wentz and you loved what you saw, did you project the possibility that he could start on the opening game of the season?
Well, when you think about what it takes to start as a rookie, obviously the physical tools are there. Everyone can see those. He's got incredible arm strength, athletic ability, size, ability to make tough throws off of different platforms. So he's not just stepping back in the pocket. When guys are around his feet, he's able to throw off balance and be accurate. But it's also the mental part of it. And we knew what we were getting. We were getting a guy who never had a B in high school, was a valedictorian of his high school, you know, had a 4.0 at North Dakota State, and had this unbelievable ability to recall. And so when we brought him in, and we spent so much time with this guy, you know, we spent an hour with him at the Senior Bowl and putting him on the board. And then we spent time with him at the Combine. And then we brought him into Philly. And we, of course, went to North Dakota State, as I guess everyone saw on Twitter, and spent the time with him there. And at those moments, you rely on Coach Peterson, you know, Frank Wright, Flip, our quarterback coach, all these guys who've been around great players, you know, Coach Peterson, Brett Favre, Dan Marino, you know, Donovan McNabb, Frank, played with Jim Kelly, Peyton Manning. You know, I'm missing some. Philip Rivers, Flip. He was there when Eli Manning started his career, when Derek Carr started his career, and they just said he was off the charts mentally, and the maturity and the leadership and the passion he brings. You know, when you see him, he's got an energy that fits this city. He's such a determined guy, and so all of those things you put into there, and of course, there's no insurance on any of this, but that's what makes you feel like he could start early. Now, we had a different situation than we did from a couple of days ago. And so we felt like, hey, give this kid an opportunity to learn and grow. But we knew at some point you had to throw him in there.
You know what's interesting about it, though, Howie, that until you received the call from the Vikings last week, even though you felt he could do it, you had no actual intention of him doing it, correct? Suddenly,
correct.
Everything changed with the call.
That's
what
right.
made you this? I mean, this is almost unprecedented. Somebody would trade their starting quarterback with a week before the season.
No question about it.
What made you say, no, I got to do this?
Well, it's a hard decision. There's no question about it because you're affecting a lot of people's lives on both sides of the ball. And, you know, our first conversation with Rick Spielman, when we talked about it, I said to him, this changes the NFC East. This changes the NFC North. This changes the NFC as a whole. It may change the whole National Football League. I mean, that's pretty powerful. And so for us, it had to be something that we couldn't turn down because of our confidence in our quarterbacks that we had here, because of our confidence in Carson. And we felt like it got to that point.
You know what I'm fascinated by? It goes against the things that you yourself were saying about a transition phase. And I've got both you and Doug, we're both on record saying it's not ideal for Carson, but you still did it. What made you do it even though you would have preferred a slower process?
There's no question that that was our plan, and this was not the blueprint. But what we saw in training camp was a defense that was getting after it, that was quickly adjusting to Coach Schwartz's scheme. We saw that we had a veteran offensive line. We had some players on our offense, the Jason Peters and Darren Sproles, who were able to help this transition, you know, French Selleck. And so for us, when we look at the guys who've done it as rookies and had success, the Russell Wilsons, Ben Roethlisbergers, Joe Flaccos, and obviously there's a list of guys, great players, that have gone the other way. But the guys who've had success, it's been based on having a strong defense and being able to support those guys with offensive line play, you know, running backs, tight ends. And so for all of us, that was part of the equation. Now, you have to adjust on the fly when you get opportunities, and no matter what you're doing. And we just felt like this was an opportunity because we want to try to build something great. We want to try to build something that's not, you know, just kind of playoffs. We want to bring Philadelphia World Championship. And part of that is what we have on the field now, but also being in position to add to that going forward. And this gives us the opportunity not only in the draft, but being able to use the money that Sam was due the next 2 years to go get more players.
Howie, is it safe to say that by doing it this way, you're willing, if you have to take one step back to move two steps forward more quickly by developing Wentz?
Well, you know, hopefully that's not the case. But obviously there's a certain set of circumstances where maybe that's a possibility. But we're hoping, because of the rest of the team rallying around him, that we could take it like this and we could help him out. And we know we're going to have to do that anyway. I mean, he's got to get experience at some point. So was this our ideal plan? No. But we do feel like, based on what we've seen in training camp and the rest of our team, that he's got an opportunity here where it doesn't all have to be about him. You know, we can help him with this transition period.
Hey, I'm really curious about the science that goes into making draft picks, Howie, because you guys, you're probably going to end up with a pick somewhere in the 20s of the first round, where you guys have not had a ton of success there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Watkins, Smith, that guy. What mm-hmm. makes you feel confident that with that pick this time you'll do very well with it?
Well, certainly we don't know where that pick's going to be, but I do think that when you go back and look at our picks, that the picks of the 20s are ones that we got to examine and figure out why, and we've done that. You know, I had a lot of time on my hands last year, Angelo, and yeah. That was one of the things that we looked at was, you know, what was going on. And I think the first part of it is we can't draft for need. It's so hard to find good players. We have to go back to what we did in 2012 and 2013, where we draft the best players available. We don't worry about the position because we can't predict the future. I mean, shoot, if anything, the last few days shows it that. And I think that's the first part. And then having a process where, you know, we have this new scouting staff led by Joe Douglas, who's a tremendous evaluator. We couldn't be more excited to have him on board and his team and what the process he's going to bring to us, that we're changing from what we did before. You know, we used to have a scouting system in place that had been here for the last 20 years, and we totally revamped it. Now going to the Ravens scouting system, the Ravens grading scale, and I think it was good for everyone in the building, you know, everyone in the front office, in the player personnel to learn this because it's successful. I mean, you can't doubt that. And so we're going to go and we're going to rely on that, and then we're going to try to use, you know, our analytics team to try to make sure that we're not overlooking things that we see on tape and that they're balanced so that what the traits that they have in their body are actually seen showing up on tape and that we're not overvaluing, you know, certain criteria that maybe we're looking for to add to this team.
Hey, Howie, the other thing that I'm amazed by is how difficult it appears to be to really project how a young quarterback's going to be when he moves to the NFL. Like, Dak Zett Prescott is the eighth quarterback taken, but he's the starter for the Cowboys now that Romo went down. How much of it is luck in determining who a quarterback is going to be when he gets to the NFL?
Well, I think it's based on the surroundings, too, of anyone to be successful in anything they do and having the right people around and the right supporting class on and off the field, because it's going to take a while in anything you do to be really good. I mean, I'm standing here and saying that it's taken a while for me. There's no question to get better, and that's in all of us. But when you look at the intangibles that this kid has and how smart he is and his worth ethic and his determination, and you put it with the physical skills, and then you see the guy's been a champion. He's never not been a champion, you know, and that's a huge part. The history of winning. And he went, you know, one of the stories that really for all of us was instrumental in this decision and moving up for the first time was he hadn't played basketball. You know, he was playing baseball and football. And the basketball coach came to him before his senior year and he said, hey, we need you on the team. And he came on the team that had never won a state championship. He ended up becoming their second best player, which, as he says, is the only time in my life I've ever been the second best player at anything. But they go and win the state. And the coach, the basketball coach, tells us, because we went to his high school and visited him, we won the states because Carson took it over. Carson took the leadership over. He helped rally the whole team. I mean, that for us, there's no insurance. But those stories, we knew we were betting on Carson Wentz.
I'm getting very excited about Sunday, Howie, because it's going to be such a hard thing to predict. It's 1 o'clock Sunday. You're in the box. They're about to kick off. What are your emotions?
Man, there's a knot in the stomach. Every play is going to be the last play, you know, the last play of the game. But it's exciting, you know, and we really believe that we're building something special. And a lot of it is because of what we believe in 11. But we also know that we got to help him. We got to help him at every level, O-line, wide receivers, running back, tight ends, defensively, special teams. And so that's our job, to make sure that we don't put it all on one guy because it's the ultimate team sport. But it's exciting. I mean, I've never been involved with a rookie, a first-round pick, a second pick in the draft coming in. I didn't come in until after the first year of Donovan. So, you know, it's going to be incredibly exciting. You know, all my kids ask now if they can get 11 jerseys. And we have the best fans. I can't imagine that it is not going to be rocket, like rocket.
Should be fun. Howie, one last one. I'm just curious if you're at all concerned that people are going to look at this sudden reversal of you know, direction here and say, you know what, Howie doesn't really have a plan. Howie is willing to switch that plan in a snap of a finger. What's your response to that?
Rhea, I heard there's a bid at $500 to come onto the studio and punch Angela. I got a heads up on Derek. I'm gonna double that bid to $1,000.
$1,000. Wow.
$1,000. Let's go.
Let's do it for charity.
I think you have to be able to adjust on the fly when there are opportunities to get better. And if you sit there and you can't do that, you really put yourself in a bad spot. And one of the things we've learned is when we've been offered some trades because we didn't want to do it for the moment, and we look back and those were huge mistakes because they could really benefit our football team going forward. And for us, when we look at this and the amount of things that we can do based on this opportunity with the 1 and the 4 and, you know, adding to the team, we felt like it was a no-brainer because we really believe in our quarterbacks that we have there and we really believe in Carson. So for us, it was a very difficult decision. I was staring at my ceiling all night Friday, but it was the right decision for the Philadelphia Eagles.
There's your headline. Howie Roseman calls an audible at the line of scrimmage. All right, Howie, once again, if you want to bid, you can hang with Howie, break down some film, have lunch with him, and learn the inner workings of Philadelphia Eagles. Howie, it's always a pleasure to raise funds for a great cause like Eagles Charitable Foundation. And good luck with this move. It's quite a move. It's very exciting.
Yeah, great cause. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Howie Roseman.